Congratulations. Your gift of a new day is here. Ready to live it big? You're listening to the Big Life Devotional Podcast. Now, here's Pamela to get you fired up for all God has available for you today.
Well, good morning, beautiful. Welcome to a brand new day of life. Happy Tuesday, my friends. What a gift this day is. Did you remember to take just a second and tell the giver of the gift of today, thank you? Did you receive today with gratitude and excitement? Are you ready to rip into this day of life? Ah, me too. I am so glad I get to share it with you. The title of today's episode of the Big Life Devotional Podcast is, But It Will Be Amazing. There's one Super Bowl commercial that still has us all talking. Most of us can't even remember what the advertisement was for, but we remember the jaw-dropping line, it won't be easy, but it will be amazing. It's the story of Jessica Long, an orphaned baby born in Siberia with a disease which would cause both her legs to be amputated. And the commercial shows a woman receiving a phone call from the orphanage about this baby girl being available for adoption. They explain her amputation and they say her life won't be easy. Without hesitation, the mom says, it won't be easy, but it will be amazing. If you didn't see the commercial or you want to see it again, just go on, just Google it. It's actually a Toyota commercial, Jessica Long. So Google it. You need to watch this commercial. And you know, she was right. It wouldn't be easy, but it would be amazing. Jessica was adopted by a family in Baltimore. And now, as a 26-year-old swimmer, she is the second most decorated Paralympian in U.S. history. Her life hasn't been easy, but it sure has been amazing. We have a father who teaches us the same thing. He knew what it would take to save us. He knew the sacrifice required. Our salvation called for the blood of his son. And God so loved each and every one of us that he gave us Jesus so that we would not perish but have everlasting life. God knew it wouldn't be easy, but it would be amazing. And Jesus came to earth knowing his mission, knowing the ultimate sacrifice would be required of him. He sweat drops of blood from sheer exhaustion and stress before going to that cross. And there, he thought of you and he thought of me, and he must have said, it won't be easy, but it will be amazing. And now, as the recipients of this sacrifice, we are called to live a life that won't be easy. But honey, if we do it right, it will be amazing. Matthew 7, verses 13 and 14, Jesus said, enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many enter through it. But small is the gate, and narrow the road that leads to life, and only a few find it. The wide gate represents the easy way. This is the way of living that says, hey, only do what you feel like doing. If you don't feel like doing it, just don't do it. And I don't know about you, but most days, if I really ask myself what I feel like doing, it's not a whole lot of anything. I don't feel like getting out of bed. I don't feel like eating healthy. I don't feel like studying the letter God has written me. I don't feel like working. Heck, sometimes I don't even feel like being nice, if I'm being honest. And this is how a whole lot of people live their lives. The road they're on is broad, and many travel there, steered by their feelings and momentary desires. It's easy to live this way. But look ahead, sister. Where does this easy road lead? What does Jesus say? It leads to destruction. Is the easy way sucking you into the destruction of your potential? God created you with a world of potential, and then he gave you free will to choose the way you go. What a shame it is for us to be walking around with the potential to do amazing things with this one life we have been given to live, but instead, we're walking around on the easy path, allowing it all to be destroyed. Didn't your mama tell you don't be easy? Stop seeking easy. You're better than that. You can do hard things. Within you is exactly what it takes to do whatever you need to do and do it well. Stop seeking the easy way and start asking God which way will be amazing. It will probably be the hard way. Now, amazing isn't found on day one of the journey. Amazing isn't the daily experience on that narrow path. So many of us think, well, if I get on the right path that God has for me, it's going to be amazing every day. No, it won't. Mm-mm. Quite honestly, it doesn't feel amazing to stand on the edge knowing failure is a viable option and step anyway. It feels dang scary. What if you end this job and take another one? What if you say yes and go there? What if you go all in and it goes all wrong? What if it's not easy and instead it's dang hard every single day for a really long time? But what if it's the path that leads you to life? The life God had in mind for you when he created you, the life Jesus came to give you, you know, the one that's filled to overflowing. And Jesus said in John 10:10, I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. One translation says it like this, I came that they may have and enjoy life and have it in abundance to the full till it overflows. An abundant life. What Jesus did to give us a shot at a life like that wasn't easy, but it was amazing. And what we will need to do to step into that life won't be easy, but it will be amazing. The enemy lurks in the easy way. He's the wolf in sheep's clothing. It's the little settle here and the little settle there that drastically changes the trajectory of your life over time. Look up, sister. Where is this taking you? What is the trajectory of the path you're on? If you keep doing what you're doing for the next 5 years, where will you end up? Is that the broad path that so many others are on because it's easy? Honestly, ask yourself, are you on the broad, easy path? Are there a lot of other people doing it too? You don't belong there. If it's easy, then know it's easily destroying all God has given to you. All that God-given potential inside of you is being easily destroyed on that easy path. God has never called me to anything that was easy for me. He always stretches me to see what is possible with him. And my guess is he's not calling you to the easy way either. He's calling you right through the hard stuff to get you to the abundant life he created you for. And there's a choice before you today, isn't there? A choice that you've been uncertain about. And you've been questioning, what do I do? Which way is right? Know this. God isn't calling you to be reckless. He isn't calling you to jump out of your marriage to seek another one. He isn't telling you to quit your job and expect winning lottery numbers. He isn't telling you to run away from your mess. He isn't telling you to go for the quick fix, but what he is telling you is this won't be easy. It wasn't easy for him. It wasn't easy for Jesus, and it won't be easy for you. But stick with him and seek him and follow him, and it will be amazing. We see Jessica Long, this beautiful Paralympian with 13 gold medals, and think, wow, that's amazing. What a story. No doubt, best commercial of the Super Bowl. But I promise you, there were a whole lot of heartbreaking days on that journey. A whole lot of hard training. A whole lot of questioning. A whole lot of setbacks and stumbles. Literally, she's missing both her legs. From the moment her mom said yes to the call from the orphanage, it was anything but easy. Adoption isn't easy. I know. I've adopted two little girls from an orphanage myself. They hadn't lost their legs, but they had lost their entire world as they were abandoned by everyone they ever knew. We went through abandonment issues and depression and anxiety and cutting and suicide attempts. And it was the hardest thing I have ever done. And it's amazing. It was our narrow path that led to life, the life God has called us to. Don't be afraid of where God is calling you. It won't be easy, but my sister, it will be amazing. He will be with you every step of the way, leading you into the abundant, overflowing life he came to give you. One step at a time, you will get there. The journey, it won't be easy. It will be hard. Dang hard some days. But with God, it will be amazing. And I don't know what decision you're facing, what choice you're trying to make, but I want you to know it sure was heavy on my heart this morning. It was so heavy on my heart as I wrote this. Don't choose the easy way. Don't settle for right here, right now, easy. God has created you for so much more, and he's calling you into more. It's not gonna be easy. It's gonna be hard. But with God, it will be possible, and one day you will see it is amazing. Don't settle for easy. Don't do it. Go for it, girl. Go for it. What is God calling you to? Man, I don't know, but boy, is it ever heavy on my heart for you. Can I pray with you? I would love to do that. Let's pray together right now. Hey, God, good morning. God, we're grateful that you have given us a new day of life, that this gift is here for us to receive, and we thank you for it, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Lord, would you help us take the next step on the path you have for our lives? Would you help us to do the hard things? Because we know you created us to be able to do hard things. Lord, show us where we've been seeking easy and settling for easy, and help us to get off that path. We do not desire the easy path in life. We want to go for what you have available for us. Show us what is possible with you. God, I know it will one day be amazing, but I know today it's going to be hard, and that's okay. God, you equip us to be able to do hard things, and I thank you for it. I thank you for the story of inspiration of Jessica Long, and I thank you for the story that you have available for every single one of us of what you can do that is not easy, but it's going to be amazing. Lord, I thank you for everyone you've brought to hear this today. I'll lift them up to you at this moment. I'll lift them up to you in whatever decision they're getting ready to make and the paths before them, and I pray that you would guide them, that you would show them the hard way that you have already gone before them, and it will be amazing if they trust you and seek you and follow you. Thank you, God. We're trusting you for your provision for today and your protection over our families. We ask these things in the name of Jesus. Amen. My friends, I love getting to share this time with you. Thank you for your commitment, for showing up today, for listening, for praying with me. And I want you to know I'm praying over you today. I'll meet you again tomorrow. I love you wildly. Bye, everybody.
You were created for a big life. We'll help you do it. Join us each weekday for a new Big Life devotional podcast. If you're ready to dive into the Big Life way of living, visit our website at biglifehq.com.